arrogant, proud leaders of his nation said, "O Shu'aib, we shall certainly drive you and your fellow believers out of our town, or you will have to return back to our national ways." He replied, "What? Will you make us turn back against our will? We shall indeed invent a lie against Allah if we return to your ways after Allah has rescued us therefrom. It is not possible for us to turn back unless Allah, our Rabb, wants us to. Our Rabb has vast knowledge of everything. We put our trust in Allah." Then they prayed, "Our Rabb, decide between us and our nation with truth, for you are the best to decide." The leaders who disbelieved from among his nation said, "If you follow Shu'aib, you shall indeed be losers." Thereupon an earthquake overtook them, and they became lifeless bodies in their homes with their faces down. Those who called Shu'aib a liar were as though they never lived therein. Those who called Shu'aib a liar were the actual losers. Shu'aib left them, saying, "O my people, I did indeed convey to you the messages of my Rabb, and I did give you good advice. How shall I then be sorry for the nation that refuses to believe?" Whenever we sent a prophet to a town, we afflicted its people with adversity and misfortunes so that they might humble themselves. Then we changed their adversity into good fortune till they became very affluent and said, "Our forefathers also had their adversity and affluence. Behold, we took them by surprise while they did not even notice it. Had the residents of the towns believed and feared Allah, we would have showered upon them riches from the heavens and the earth, but they disbelieved, so we seized them for their misdeeds. Do the people of these towns now feel secure from our punishment coming to them by night while they might be fast asleep? Or do the people of these towns feel secure from our punishment coming to them in broad daylight while they are playing around? Do these people feel secure against the plan of Allah? In fact, only those people feel secure from the plan of Allah who are doomed to destruction. Is it not a guiding lesson to those who inherit the earth after its former occupants that if we please, we can punish them for their sins and seal their hearts so they would not hear? Those towns whose stories we related to you can serve as examples. Certainly their rasuls came to them with clear signs, but they persisted in their unbelief and would not believe what they had denied before. That's why Allah sealed the hearts of those unbelievers. We did not find most of them true to their commitments. Rather, we found that most of them were transgressors. Then after them we sent Musa with our revelations to Pharaoh and his chiefs, but they too treated our revelations unjustly. So see what was the end of those mischief makers. Musa said, "O Pharaoh, I am a Rasul from the Rabb of the worlds. It is not fitting for me to say anything about Allah except the truth. I have come to you from your Rabb with clear signs of appointment. Therefore, send the children of Israel with me." Pharaoh asked, "If you have come with a sign, then produce it, if what you say is true." So Musa threw down his staff, and all of a sudden it became a real serpent. Then he drew out his hand from his pocket, and it became shining white to all the beholders. The chiefs of Pharaoh's nation said, "He indeed is a skilled sorcerer who intends to drive you out from your land." Pharaoh asked, "So, what do you propose?" They said, "Put him and his brother off for a while, and send the collectors to all the cities, and summon every skillful sorcerer to you." The sorcerers came to Pharaoh and said, "We must certainly have some suitable reward if we prevail." "Yes," he answered, "not only reward, but more. You shall certainly become my favored friends." Then they asked Musa, "Will you cast, or should we be the first ones to cast?" Musa said, "You cast." So when they cast, they bewitched the eyes of the people and terrified them by a display of mighty sorcery. We inspired Musa to cast his staff. No sooner did he cast his staff than it became a serpent and began to swallow up the creation of their sorcery. Thus the truth prevailed, and all that they did collapsed. Pharaoh and his people were defeated and put to humiliation, and the sorcerers, since they were professionals and knew that it was not sorcery, fell down in prostration, saying, "We believe in the Rabb of the worlds, the Rabb of Musa and Harun." Pharaoh said, "How dare you believe in him without my permission? In fact, this was a plot which you all had planned to drive the people out of their city, but soon you will know its consequences. I will have your hands and your feet cut off on opposite sides and then crucify you all." They answered, "We shall surely return to our Rabb." Look at your verdict. You want to take revenge simply because we believed in the signs of our Rabb when they came before us. O Rabb, give us patience and cause us to die as Muslims. The chiefs of Pharaoh's nation asked him, "Will you leave Musa and his nation free to commit mischief in the land and to forsake you and your gods?" He said, "Will you put their sons to death and spare their daughters? We have irresistible power over them." Musa said to his people, "Seek help from Allah and be patient. The land belongs to Allah. He gives it as heritage to those of his devotees whom he pleases. You should know that final success is for the righteous." They said, "We were oppressed before you came to us, and since you have come to us." He replied, "It is quite possible that your Rabb may destroy your enemy and make you vicegerent in the land. Then he will see how you act." We afflicted Pharaoh's people with several years of famine and shortages of fruit so that they might come to their senses. But whenever they had good times, they said, "It is our due." And whenever evil befell them, they ascribed that bad luck to Musa and those with him. Behold, in fact, their misfortune was in the hands of Allah, yet most of them did not know. They said to Musa, "No matter what sign you may bring us to put your magic spell, we are not going to believe you." So we plagued them with storms, locusts, lice, frogs, and blood, clear-cut signs, yet they persisted in their arrogance, for they were a criminal nation. Every time the plague befell them, they said, "O Musa, pray for us to your Rabb as he has made the promise with you. If you help remove the plague from us, we shall truly believe in you and send the children of Israel with you." But every time we removed the plague from them, and the appointed time for the release of the children of Israel came, lo, they broke their promise. Therefore we inflicted retribution on them and drowned them in the sea, for they denied our signs and became heedless of them. Thus we made that nation which was oppressed the inheritors of the eastern and western lands which we had blessed. That's how the fair promise of your Rabb was fulfilled for the children of Israel, because they had endured with patience. And we leveled to the ground the great works and fine buildings which Pharaoh and his nation had erected with such pride. We made the children of Israel cross the sea. On their way, they came across a people who were worshipping their idols. They said, "O Musa, fashion for us an ilah like the gods of these people." He replied, "You are indeed very ignorant people. Don't you realize what these people are following is doomed to destruction and their deeds are in vain?" He further said, "Should I seek for you a god for worship other than Allah, when it is he who has exalted you above all the worlds? And while Allah says, 'Remember that we rescued you from the people of Pharaoh, who subjected you to cruel torment, putting your sons to death and sparing your women, and in that condition of slavery, there was a great trial from your Rabb.'" We summoned Musa to the Mount of Tur for 30 nights and added 10 more to complete the term of 40 nights for communication with his Rabb. Musa asked his brother Harun, "You will be in my place among my people. Set a good example and do not follow the way of mischief makers." When Musa came to our appointed place and his Rabb spoke to him, he asked, "O my Rabb, give me power of sight to see you." He answered, "You cannot see me. Look at the mountain. If it remains firm in its place, then soon you might be able to see me. When his rod manifested his glory on the mountain, it turned into small pieces of fine dust, and Musa fell down unconscious. When Musa recovered, he said, "Glory be to you. Accept my repentance, and I am the first of the believers." Allah said, "O Musa, I have chosen you from among mankind to deliver my message and to have conversation with me. So take what I give you and be thankful." We inscribe for him upon tablets all kinds of instructions and details for everything concerning all branches of life, and said, "Observe these with firmness and enjoin your people to follow them according to the best of their abilities. Soon I shall show you the homes of the transgressors. I will turn away from my signs the eyes of those who are unjustly arrogant in the land, so that even if they see each and every sign, they will not believe in it. If they see the right way before them, they will not follow it. But if they see a crooked way, they will follow it. This is because they denied our revelations and were heedless of them. Those who deny our signs in the meeting of the hereafter, their deeds are null. Should they be rewarded except for what they have done?" In his absence, the nation of Musa made an image of a calf for worship from their jewelry, which produced a mooing sound. Did they not see that it could neither speak to them nor give them guidance? Yet they took it for worship and became wrongdoers. When they felt ashamed about what they had done and realized that they had gone astray, they said, "If our Rabb does not have mercy on us and pardon us, we shall become losers." When Musa came back to his people, he was extremely angry and sorrowful, and he said, "What an evil thing you have done in my place in my absence. Have you tried to hasten the retribution of your Rabb?" He put down the holy tablets and seized his brother by the hair of his head and dragged him closer. Harun cried, "O son of my mother, the people overpowered me and almost killed me. Do not make my enemies happy over me, and do not count me among the wrongdoers." At this, Musa said, "O Rabb, forgive me and my brother, and admit us to your mercy, for you are the most merciful of all." Those who worship the calf have indeed incurred the wrath of their Rabb and disgrace in this life. Thus do we recompense those who invent falsehoods. As for those who do evil deeds, then repent and become true believers thereafter, your Rabb is most surely the forgiving, merciful. When Musa's anger calmed down, he took up the holy tablets in whose writing there was guidance and mercy for those who fear their Rabb. Musa chose 70 men from his nation to accompany him to our place of meeting. On their way, when they were seized by a violent earthquake, he prayed, "O my Rabb, had it been your will, you could have destroyed them long ago, and myself too. Would you destroy us for the offense committed by some fools among us? That trial was ordained by you, to confound whom you willed, and to guide whom you pleased. You are our guardian. Therefore forgive us and have mercy on us, for you are the best of all forgivers. O Allah, ordain for us what is good in this life and in the hereafter. Surely we have turned to you." He replied, "I will inflict my punishment upon whom I please, yet my mercy encompasses everything. I will ordain special mercy for those who do righteous deeds, pay zakah, and believe in our revelations. Now special mercy is assigned to those who follow the Rasul, the unlettered prophet, whom they shall find described in the Torah and the Injil, who enjoins them what is good and forbids what is evil, makes pure things halal for them and impure things haram, relieves them from their heavy burdens and from the yokes that were around their necks. Therefore those who believe in him, honor him, help him, and follow the light which is sent down with him will be the ones who will be successful in this life and the hereafter. O Muhammad, say, O mankind, I am the Rasul of Allah towards all of you, from he to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. There is no deity but him. He brings to life and causes to die. Therefore, believe in Allah and His Rasul, the unlettered prophet who believes in Allah and His word. Follow him so that you may be rightly guided. In the nation of Musa, there were some who guided others with the truth and thereby established justice. We divided them into 12 tribes as nations, and when his thirsty people asked him for water, we revealed to Musa, "Strike the rock with your staff." Thereupon 12 springs gushed out from the rock. Each tribe was specified its drinking place. We caused the clouds to cast shadow over them and sent down to them manna and salva for their food, saying, "Eat of the pure things we have provided for you." But they rebelled, and by doing so they did not harm us, but they did injustice to their own souls. When it was said to them, "Reside in this town and eat therein whatever you please, and say Hittatun, and enter the gate in a posture of humility, we will forgive you your sins and increase all the more the reward for such righteous people." But the wicked among them changed that word which was said to them. As a result, we sent down a scourge upon them from heaven for their wrongdoings. Ask them about the town which was situated on the seashore. What happened when they transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath? On the day of their Sabbath, the fish appeared before them on the surface of the water. But on the days other than their Sabbath, they never came near them. Thus did we tempt them because they transgressed. Also remind them about the conversation among some of them when some of them asked, "Why do you admonish a people whom Allah will destroy and sternly punish?" They replied, "To be able to offer an excuse before our Rabb that we did discharge our duty, and also in the hope that they may refrain from his disobedience." However, when they disregarded the reminder, we delivered those who forbade evil, and we overtook those who were wrongdoers with stern punishment because of their transgression. But when after that they persisted in their forbidden ways, we said to them, "Be detested apes." Also remind them when your Rabb declared that he would raise against them others who would afflict them with grievous torment till the day of resurrection. Swift is the retribution of your Rabb, yet he is also oft forgiving, most merciful. We broke their unity as a nation and dispersed them into different communities all over the earth. Some of them are righteous and others are the opposite. We tested them with both blessings and misfortunes so that they might turn to the right way. Then they were succeeded by an evil generation who inherited the book. They indulged in the vanities of this nether life, saying, "We expect to be forgiven," assuming that they are favorites of Allah and somehow He will spare them. Yet if similar vanities came their way, they would again seize them. Was not a covenant taken from them in the book that they would not speak anything about Allah except the truth? And they have studied what is in the book. Best for the righteous is the home of the hereafter. Don't you understand? As for those who strictly observe the book and establish Salah, surely we never let the reward of such righteous people go to waste. Remember when we suspended the mountain over them as though it was an umbrella, and they feared it was going to fall on them, and we said, "Hold firmly to the book that we have given you, and be mindful of what is in it, so that you may guard yourselves against evil." O Prophet, remind mankind about the incident when your Rabb brought into existence the offspring from the loins of Adam and his descendants, and made them testify about themselves. Allah asked them, "Am I not your Rabb?" They all replied, "Yes, we bear witness that you are." This we did lest mankind should say on the day of resurrection, "We were not aware of this fact that you are our Rabb, and that there will be a day of judgment." Or lest you should say, "Our forefathers started the practice of shirk, and we just followed, being their descendants. Will you then destroy us on account of following the sin committed by those wrongdoers?" Thus do we spell out our revelations so that you might return to the right way. Tell them the story of that person to whom we sent our revelations, but he turned away from them. As a result, Shaitan persuaded him until he became one of the misguided. Had it been our will, We would have exalted him through those revelations, but he clung to this earthly life and followed his own desires. His similitude is that of a dog. If you chase him, he lolls out his tongue, and if you leave him alone, he still lolls out his tongue. Such are those who deny our revelations. Tell them these parables so that they might think over their behavior to our revelations. Very bad is the example of those people who deny our revelations and wrong their own souls. Only he whom Allah guides is rightly guided, and whom he confounds will become the losers. Certainly we have destined many jinns and human beings for hell. Those are the ones who have hearts with which they do not understand. They have eyes with which they do not see. They have ears with which they do not hear. They are like animals, or even worse than them, because they are those who are heedless. Allah has the most excellent names. Call on him by them, and shun those people who use profanity in his names. Such people shall be requited for their misdeeds. Among those whom we have created, there are some people who guide others with the truth and establish justice therewith. Those who deny our revelations, we draw them step by step closer to destruction in ways that they do not realize. And even though I grant them respite, my plan is surely effective. Has it never occurred to them that their companion is not a madman? He is merely a plain warner. Have they not pondered over the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and whatever Allah has created, and that maybe their hour of death has come closer? In what message after this would they then believe? None can guide those whom Allah confounds and leaves them blundering about in their rebellious transgression. They ask you about the hour of doom and when it will take place. Say, knowledge about it rests only with my Rabb. He himself will disclose it at the proper time. Heavy is its weight in the heavens and the earth. It will not come gradually, but all of a sudden. They ask you as if you yourself were in search of it. Tell them, the knowledge about it rests only with Allah, though most people do not understand. Further tell them, I have no power to acquire benefit or to avert any harm from myself. Only that happens which Allah wants. Had I possessed the knowledge of the unseen, I would have acquired many benefits to myself, and no harm would have touched me. I am no more than a warner and a bearer of good news for the true believers. He is the one who created you from a single being, and from that being he created his mate, so that he might find comfort with her. When he covers her, she conceives a light burden and walks around with it. When it grows heavy, they both pray to Allah, their Rabb, saying, if you will grant us a healthy child, we will be truly thankful. But when he gives them a healthy child, they both begin to associate partners with him in what he has given them. But Allah is exalted far above the shirk they commit of associating other deities with him as his partners. Do they associate with him those deities who can create nothing but are themselves created? They have neither the ability to help them, nor can they help themselves. If you invite them to guidance, they will not follow you. It will be all the same to you whether you call them or hold your peace. In fact, those whom you call besides Allah are bondmen like yourselves. Well, call them and let them answer you if what you say is true. Have they feet to walk with? Have they hands to hold with? Have they eyes to see with? Have they ears to hear with? O Muhammad, say, call on your sharaka and collectively plot against me and give me no respite. My protector is Allah, who has revealed this book and is the protecting friend of the righteous. On the contrary, those whom you call besides him have neither the ability to help you nor can they help themselves. If you call them to guidance, they cannot even hear what you say. Although it appears as if they are looking at you, they do not see. Show forgiveness, speak for justice, and avoid the ignorant. If Shaitan tempts you, seek refuge with Allah, for he is the one who is all-hearing, knowing. Those who fear Allah, when they are tempted by Shaitan, They have but to remember Allah, and they shall see the light. As for Shaitan's brothers, they drag them deeper into error and never relax their efforts. When you, O Muhammad, do not bring them a revelation, they say, "Have you not yet invented?" Tell them, "I follow only what is revealed to me from my Rabb. This book contains veritable insight from your Rabb, a guidance and blessing for the true believers." When the Quran is recited, listen to it with complete silence so that you may be shown mercy. Bring your Rabb to remembrance deep in your soul with humility and in reverence, without raising your voice, both in the mornings and in the evenings, and be not of those who are heedless. Surely those who are close to your Rabb do not feel too proud to worship him. They declare his glory and prostrate themselves before him. They ask you about booty. Tell them, the booty belongs to Allah and his Rasul. So fear Allah, end your disputes, and correct the relationships among yourselves. Obey Allah and his Rasul if you are true believers. The true believers are those whose hearts tremble with fear when the name of Allah is mentioned, and whose faith grows stronger as they listen to his revelations, and they put their trust in their Rabb, who establish Salah and spend in charity out of the sustenance which we have given them. They are the ones who are the true believers. They will have exalted ranks with their Rabb, forgiveness for their sins, and honorable sustenance. Your Rabb ordered you to leave your home to fight for justice, but some of the believers were reluctant. They argued with you about the truth which had been made clear, as if they were being driven to death with their eyes wide open. Remember, Allah promised you victory over one of the two enemy parties, and you wished for the one which was unarmed, but Allah intended to prove the truth to be true according to his words, and to cut off the roots of the unbelievers, so that the truth should come out as truth, and falsehood should be proved as false, even though the criminals wished otherwise. When you prayed to your Rabb for help, he answered, "I will assist you with 1,000 angels, one after another." By this good news, Allah sought to comfort your heart, for victory comes only from Allah. Surely Allah is mighty, wise. Remember when he caused drowsiness to overcome you as an assurance from himself, and sent down water from the sky to cleanse you and to remove from you the uncleanliness caused by Shaitan, to strengthen your hearts and to steady your feet therewith. Then your Rabb revealed his will to the angels. "I am with you. Give courage to the believers. I will cast panic into the hearts of the unbelievers. Therefore smite their necks and beat every joint of their bodies." This is because they defied Allah and his Rasul. Whoever defies Allah and his Rasul should know that Allah is strict in retribution, that it is the reality, so taste it, and there will also be the torture of hellfire for the unbelievers. O believers, when you encounter the unbelievers in battle, never turn your backs to them, and whoever turns his back to them on such an occasion, unless it be a strategy of war or to join towards a detachment, shall incur the wrath of Allah, and his abode shall be hell, and how awful shall be that dwelling. In fact, it was not you who killed them, but it was Allah who killed them. It was not you who threw the handful of sand, but it was Allah who threw it, so that he might pass the believers successfully through this excellent trial. Surely Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. This is his dealing with you. As for the unbelievers, Allah will surely frustrate their evil plots. O unbelievers, you wanted a decision. Lo, the decision in the shape of the believers' victory has come to you. Now, if you desist, it will be better for you. And if you repeat your act of war against the believers, so shall we repeat the act of providing them assistance, and your forces, however large in number they may be, shall avail you nothing. For verily, Allah is with the believers. O believers, obey Allah and his Rasul, and do not turn your back on him now that you have heard all. Do not be like those who say, "We hear," but give no heed to what they hear. For the worst animals in the sight of Allah are those deaf and dumb people who do not use common sense. Had Allah perceived any virtue in them, He would have indeed endowed them with hearing. Had He made them hear, they would have turned away and refused to listen. O believers, respond to the call of Allah and His Rasul when He calls you to that which gives you life, and know that Allah stands between man and his heart, and that it is He in whose presence you shall all be assembled. Guard yourselves against temptation. The wrongdoers among you are not the only ones who will be tempted, and know that Allah is strict in retribution. Call to mind how He gave you shelter when you were few in number and were oppressed in the land, ever fearing lest the enemy would kidnap you. He made you strong with His help and provided you a safe asylum and gave you pure things for sustenance so that you may give thanks. O believers, do not betray the trust of Allah and His Rasul, nor violate your trust knowingly. You should know that your wealth and your children are in fact a test for you, and that Allah is He with whom is your mighty reward. O believers, if you fear Allah, He will grant you a criterion, do away with your sins, and forgive you. Allah is the Lord of mighty grace. Remember how the unbelievers plotted against you. They sought to take you captive, or kill you, or exile you. They planned, and Allah also planned. Allah is the best planner of all. Whenever our revelations are recited to them, they say, "Well, we have heard this. If we wanted, we could fabricate the like. These are nothing but tales of the ancients." Also remember how they said, "O Allah, if this is indeed the truth from you, then rain down stones on us from the sky, or inflict some dreadful scourge to punish us." But Allah would not punish them while you were present in their midst. Nor does Allah punish people while they are asking His forgiveness. But now there is no reason why Allah should not punish them when they are blocking others from the Masjid al-Haram, whereas they are not its lawful guardians. In fact, its only guardians are those who fear Allah, even though most of them do not understand. Their prayer at the house of Allah is nothing but whistling and clapping of hands, whose only answer can be, "Taste the punishment because of your denying the truth." Surely the unbelievers spend their wealth in blocking the way of Allah, and so will they continue to spend. But in the end, these very efforts will become the cause of their regrets. At length, they will be defeated, and in the hereafter, these unbelievers will be gathered together and driven to hell. In order that Allah may separate the filthy from the pure, He will heap the filthy one upon another all together, and then cast them into hell. They are the ones who will be the losers. O Prophet, tell the unbelievers that if they desist from unbelief, their past shall be forgiven. But if they persist in sin, let them reflect upon the fate of their forefathers. O believers, fight them until there is no more mischief and the deen of Allah is established completely. But if they do stop from mischief, then surely Allah is observant of all their actions. If they give no heed, then you should know that Allah is your protector. He is the best to protect.